New Zealand-born photographer Amos Chappell was a long way from home. Out in the middle of Russia's vast Sakha Republic, an area that spans over 1 million square miles, he went in search of the world's coldest city. In these far reaches of Siberia, Chappell says he was alone.
If people don't need to be outside, they won't be outside. So in the smaller towns, they all look abandoned. And if you see somebody, they're racing between doors with mitts clasped over their faces, hurrying to get inside again.
Way out in the freezing cold, he finally crosses paths with the only other creatures audacious enough to face this kind of weather.
I saw some cows out in the streets. So I figured, okay, they're on the way somewhere. They're going to take me back to a person who hopefully I can speak to. So I started to follow these cows.
They led him off the road through a forest.
And I remember one of the cows kind of stopping and looking back like, man, what are you doing? Like, where are you going? And then finally I come to this sort of secondary settlement. And then sure enough, this old man kind of stumbles outside into the cold. And he looks around. He does a double take when he sees me, you know, like just, where did you come from? And there was this beautiful moment when I was able to say like, oh, I'm from New Zealand. Hello. You know?
Amos Chappell was bound for Yakutsk, the coldest city on Earth. Those of you unfamiliar with the geography of Siberia might still know Yakutsk from playing the board game Risk as a kid. But I bet you had no idea you were sending your armies to a place where the average winter temperature dips down to 30 below.
The first impression I had was being physically gripped by it. It was literally like something had wrapped around my legs.
Chappell says he's never experienced a cold like that. He says the streets of Yakutsk, a city of about 270,000, were dark and foggy.
The mist from people's breath, from car exhaust, and from factory emissions, it never goes away. It never dissipates. So it just hangs there. So very, very misty all through the day and night.
Photographing Yakutsk was one of Chappell's most difficult assignments. Being outside for hours on end took a toll on his body, and his camera would seize up in the cold.
It took me a while to figure out why I was getting all these kind of hazy images. And that was because when I would breathe, the mist from my breath would just kind of waft around in front of the lens and ruin the shot. So you would have to hold your breath before you took a picture.
Chappell's snapshot into life, 280 miles south of the Arctic Circle, shows streetlights and power lines weighted down with thick ice. People bundled up under giant fur coats and those classic Russian fur hats. And an outside market stocked with frozen fish. Yakutsk is the biggest city in the world built on permafrost. Most buildings are constructed on stilts sunk deep into the frozen ground. Why is anyone here? It might have something to do with the region's mineral wealth, gold and diamonds in particular. The people braving the cold have lived here for generations, like freelance journalist Bolat Buchkarov, born and raised in Yakutsk.
We've got restaurants, many nightclubs, concert halls. We've got enough entertainment, but everything is done indoor because it's cold outside.
Buchkarov also plays tour guide to visitors who travel from around the world.
We go on the ice to catch fish, also snowmobiling, dog sledding, you know, frozen eye brushes, frozen noses. People like it.
So why not book an ice fishing trip this spring break? In the world's coldest city, Buchkarov says there's always adventure. To see Amos Chappell's photos of Yakutsk, visit our website, npr.org.